Hello from the BBC. I'm Pete Ross with an update on the war in Ukraine. Ukrainian forces say they're facing a massive onslaught in the east of the country as Russia continues its attempts to encircle key cities in the Donbass region. In the city of Severodonetsk, there are reports of airstrikes and shelling, with what the regional governor has called an insane amount of troops and armour targeting Ukrainian positions. Sergei Haidai said the city was being destroyed round the clock.
The situation is very difficult at the moment in Severodonetsk. Russia has thrown absolutely everything at it in order to seize the city, because it's the administrative centre of the Luhansk region. So far, the Russian army hasn't had any particular victories in the area, and so at the very least, they want to claim Severodonetsk. So every day, there's shelling 24/7, and Russia has thrown an enormous amount of military hardware and troops at making this victory possible.
Our correspondent Joe Inwood is in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv.
This is the way the war looks set to play out. Village by village, town by town, Russian forces bombard, encircle, then overwhelm with sheer force of numbers. The governor of Luhansk region said the Russians were approaching their positions from all sides. Sergei Haidai wrote on social media, "The shelling is increasing more and more. The Russian army has decided to completely destroy Severodonetsk." Encircling that city, the last Ukrainian holdout on the east bank of a crucial river, seems to be the current strategy. But in the way of Russian troops remain some of the most determined and battle-hardened forces in the Ukrainian army.
Elsewhere, away from the front lines, there have been Russian missile strikes on the cities of Zaporizhzhia in the south and Kryvyi in central Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian military says Moscow is abandoning its own soldiers who've been killed on the battlefield. Weeks after Russian forces were pushed back from their attempt to take the capital Kyiv, the bodies of many dead Russian soldiers remain. Some were buried by Ukrainian villagers, while others have been exhumed and are being stored in refrigerated train carriages, which are rapidly filling up. Ukraine says Russia shows no interest in getting the bodies of its troops back. You may find some of Sarah Rainsford's report disturbing.
We're here because the villagers have found the body of a Russian soldier. They've just uncovered the body and the man is in full military uniform, wearing army boots and big thick socks.
Russians have a slogan, "We don't abandon our own." But Colonel Vladimir Lyamzin, who's in charge of the exhumation, says this is proof that they do.
The bodies that we have found show they treat their people as rubbish, as cannon fodder. They don't need their soldiers. They throw them here. Retreat and leave the bodies.
Talking to villagers, no one could tell me how this soldier actually got left behind. But he's definitely not the only one. Neither side in this war will admit how many of their soldiers are missing or dead. And we did speak to three Ukrainian soldiers' mothers who are struggling to get their government to recover the bodies of their sons.
On the diplomatic front, the mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, and his brother Vladimir have been at the World Economic Forum in Davos to call for continuing support for Ukraine. They fear rising fuel and food prices could weaken European support for their country. Vladimir Klitschko urged Western nations to continue their support of Ukraine.
It is important to isolate Russia financially, economically. Every cent that they're getting is getting the budgets to finance the war in Ukraine right now and buy more weapons and finance their soldiers and that are killing us now, Ukrainians. And that's why it needs to be cut out and stopped. And this is about speaking about isolation of Russia.
Ukrainians are still receiving strong support from around the globe. This week, a song has been released, sung by choirs from Estonia, another former Soviet country, to raise money for Ukraine. Composer Jonas Tarm arranged the music and is one of the organisers.
Per capita, Estonians have provided more aid to Ukraine than any other country, and this is another project that we wanted to show support, both morally and financially. All the money being raised in this project is going for humanitarian aid for Ukraine. I think the main thing is Estonians identify with Ukrainians in this situation, historically speaking. Estonia itself has been invaded and occupied many times throughout its history, and many Estonians feel that Ukraine is fighting for their freedom as well.
Those are the latest developments on day 91 of Russia's invasion. I'm Pete Ross at the BBC.